Dias Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Dias Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the foothills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 3rd, 2013.
Hello, I'm here.
Keith is there.
I think
and
you're both there.
You wouldn't believe what comedy team we are. Some of the stuff down in the background couldn't even share with you. Oh, my gosh. Maybe one of
them. Okay,
I can't quite understand you guys. If you're on there, Keith, why don't you start it off?
Well, I'm on here because of an invitation from Nehemia and yourself to talk about the
okay.
secret, but I can't hear Nehemia.
So yeah, we're having a problem. He'll get him hooked up. So why don't you go ahead and take us into it, and we'll get him when he gets on.
Okay. Well, you know, there's so much been, Pastor Dan, there's so much that's been going on. This is just par for the course for Nehemia and me. We've been through quite a bit over the last year, but the last 2 years we've been working on a project that is really going to be a pretty major initiative, which is our Book of Prayer, Our Father, Hebrew Origins of the Lord's Prayer, was translated into Chinese. And
well, that's pretty fantastic, transferred into Chinese. How did that come about?
Well, actually, when we wrote the book, there were people around the world that got a chance to review different aspects of it, and there was a man over in Hong Kong who read the book and was so excited about it, he wanted to ask if he would be able to translate it, and both Sammy and I said, yeah, sure, that would be no problem, not expecting anything to happen of it, but he eventually did translate it and got a pretty amazing situation. The book was actually translated in Chinese, and over 5,000 pastors all over China were actually given a copy of our book in Chinese, and so then from there, there was discussions about us doing this tour, and I'm going to let Nehemia talk a little bit about that, but basically the invitation came for us to go over there. So next week, by faith, we're actually on our way to China to speak both in Hong Kong and mainland China in a number of different places, different venues to hundreds and hundreds of people. So it's really a very big deal.
Well, you know, my first thought comes to mind is that religious freedom in China isn't really free, is it? I mean, isn't it kind of a little spooky situation maybe going over there? Tell us.
Yeah, you know, I know that there are lots of things that are going on over in China. They just had a new administration come in. Actually, we're going to be going to a part of China where the new president's going to be, and we got a note just talking about the level of security that's there and the issues that you have to be concerned about. But we're going to be in two parts of China, one in Hong Kong, which is a little different than mainland China. But in mainland China, there are places that have been approved, if I can use that word, for you to be able to go in and to speak. And then, of course, there are other dynamics, as many people know, all over China. So what we're doing is we're taking a step of faith to go, waiting for doors to open for effective ministry. And I think both, if you know, Nehemia's journey, he wasn't even planning on doing much public ministry, but this opportunity was so amazing. He's actually, as he likes to say, he's taking a sabbatical from his sabbatical to be able to join forces over in China next week. We'll be there for about almost 2 weeks sharing in all sorts of different places. So it really is going to be quite amazing. We really need a lot of prayer. We need people that will lift us up.
Well, let's break in here. We've got Nehemia back on. Are you there with
Nehemia? Yeah, I hope you guys can hear me. I guess you couldn't hear me before. And I think what Keith is trying to say is that, you know, us going to China, he's an American, I'm both an American and an Israeli, and we're going to be a guest in somebody else's country, and we're going to do our best to honor their rules and traditions when we're over there. And we're not coming there to change them. We're coming there to empower people with information, which is, I think, something everyone can get behind. And what excites me is that China is the most populous country in the entire world. Something like one in six people live in China. And we're going to be going to that country and sharing this message, which has never been shared before. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, in some ways, Pastor Dan, I think I can confidently say that this, at least up until now in my life, this is the pinnacle of my ministry. I just turned 40 years old about a month ago, and to me, this is really the height of anything that I've ever done, going to China.
Well, listen, both you guys, I couldn't even imagine, you know, you guys have went through a long place. Excuse me, but a Jew and a black man speaking in Alabama and places like that, but you're going to China, come on. That's got to, I mean, don't you, aren't you guys excited to your bones? I mean, you know, or a little anxiety over it?
I think Keith is sleeping in North Carolina, but I'm excited over here in Texas. That's all I can tell you.
No, I just said, Pastor Dan, this is no small thing. And I think people that are listening have to be asking themselves the question, how is this working out? And I think both him and I would agree that this is the hand of our Father that would open the door. But this book that we wrote and have been sharing in different places, we got a chance to be in Canada. Nehemiah's been to Mexico. We've been in Israel, of course, and South Africa. So this is a really, 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 a really, really big deal. We're going to be flying on airplanes for 25, 30 hours, I believe it is, to meet each other over there. And we're not taking it as a small thing, but I will say we do need prayer because there is a lot of dynamics that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be speaking to a group of people who do not speak English. We'll have translators. There's all sorts of issues around that and how you communicate and the culture and PowerPoint and all sorts of things that we've been dealing with. And to be honest, I think both of us feel a bit overwhelmed. I know I do. And we do need prayer. It's no small thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this. Do you guys have, like, just one key person that's like an interpreter or something that's going to be going along with you? Don't tell me you're just kind of doing it on your own.
Okay, you answer first, and then I'll clean it up.
Yes, yes. Those are two words I know in Chinese. Yes, yes. Hello and thank you. That's actually all I know in Chinese, hello and thank you. But, we do have some amazing people over there in China who've gotten behind this, and the main organization, if I'm not mistaken, he can correct me, he's more the logistics guy. I just kind of come along for the ride. But if I'm not mistaken, it's the China Alliance Press. That's the organization that published the two books in Chinese translation, Israel versus the Greek Jesus and A Prayer to Our Father. And if I'm not mistaken, they're the ones who are hosting this speaking tour, or at least they're key in it. And it's really exciting. I mean, we're going to be going, like you said, to Hong Kong, various places. Hong Kong, you think of it as a city, but it has a population larger than the state of Israel. And then we're going to go to some town in some little village in southern China no one's ever heard of outside of China. I don't even know if in China they've ever heard of this town. And it has a population larger than the state of Israel. So these opportunities that we're having to go and preach this amazing message in this special context. I mean, how many people have been able to go to China to preach about the Hebrew roots of the message that Jesus taught 2,000 years ago, a Jew and a Christian, an Israeli and American, going and teaching this message? It's never happened before, so I'm really excited.
No, it hasn't. And, I believe that we'll call it the Hebrew Roots message, for lack of a better name, I don't know. I call it the End Time Movement message, but whatever. This message, I believe, is the message that has to go out around the world. I see it in the scriptures. And for you guys to be going to China, I see, it's just part of that fulfillment, and I really get quite a buzz out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this. We have people that are there that are going to translate for us. The one man that's really, really been, running this whole thing from Hong Kong, he's amazing. He's going to be also doing that for us. But there's a lot of this that Nehemiah and I are completely and utterly stepping out, no clue what we're doing, meaning it's set up. We know that we're to be going certain places. For example, he and I will be traveling to Beijing by ourselves. We'll be going there for a few days and some special opportunities there. We'll be in southern China. We're going to be taking a train from Hong Kong over to there's so many things that are going to happen. We'll have a thousand experiences from it. But what we know is that there's been an effective door opened, a door opened for effective ministry, and so we want to have an effective ministry with this message that really is timeless. The Hebrew origins of the Lord's Prayer is a timeless message that Jew and Christian, Gentile, Jew and Gentile, black and white, different denominations, all sorts of groups of people have accepted this message, and the people in Hong Kong are very excited about having it in its original language, history, and context. So I think that's where we're going to really, really have a wonderful opportunity to share.
Well, let me say this. Before you guys wrote the book, of course, I read the New Testament way, way back before I really got, into the whole of the Bible, but Yeshua said, pray like this. And so I have incorporated that prayer before my children go to bed, before we open our congregational meetings, Bible studies. I use that prayer over and over and over. And so I believe it in that prayer, and it bridges a gap. And so, it's just fantastic. Tell the people something there may have people that have tuned into this radio program that have never. So we gain new people all the time, by the way, guys. Tell them a little bit about what you did with the prayer. You understand what I'm saying? The book.
Nehemiah, come on. This is you're excited. You've got to share something about this.
Yeah, he's been pretty silent in Texas.
Well, I'm trying to keep, you know, Pastor Dan, I'm actually a card-carrying Texan. I've been in Israel for 20 years now. But as of about, I don't know, 2 months ago, I'm a card-carrying Texan. I literally have a card that I have in my wallet. And it says I'm a Muslim. I'm kind of proud of that. You know, I've got now two flags, and they both have a star on them, and that excites me. But anyway, one of the things that really excites me about that prayer that was written over in the place with the other star over in Israel, this what you call the Lord's Prayer, is that it's the most well-known prayer in the entire world. You could go anywhere. You can actually go. We're going to do this more over. We're going to show it can be done. You can go anywhere in the world, and they know what this prayer is. We're going to go to places in China where maybe they don't even speak English, and they know the Lord's Prayer. And what's so powerful to me about it is that it's a Jewish prayer. You know, I'm Jewish. I'm not Christian. I'm not Messianic. I'm a Pulmicaric Jew. But this is my prayer as much as it's Keith's prayer and as much as it's your prayer, because it was written by one of my people, Yeshua of Nazareth, who was a Jew. And it was written in Judea, or excuse me, in the Galilee, in the land of Israel, in the land of the Jews. And to really understand this prayer, you have to understand its Jewish language, history, and context. And I'll let Keith share some of the examples of that, or maybe just one if we have time.
Yeah. Well, I think for the people that are listening, first of all, they should know that we're not just going to – it's not a hit and run here. There's a way for them to get information about this prayer in the book on a prayertoourfather.com. It really is a wonderful website because it gives them a chance to learn the prayer word by word. Both Hebrew and English, gets a chance to see some of the different things that we've done, videos, et cetera. And, of course, the book is available there. But more than anything, it's just a chance for people to understand the context behind this opportunity. You know, we really ought to have a copy of the Chinese version up on the website right now just so people can see we're on our way to China. But there is an exciting thing I want to say, you know. With one thing that Nehemiah did when we started writing this, Pastor Dan, was he challenged. He admitted at one point during our study together, he said, well, this is Keith's prayer, you know, the Father and all of those sorts of things. And
right.
When I started studying it word by word in its language, history, and context, come to find out that everything that Yeshua was teaching is rooted in the Tanakh, in the very Torah that Nehemiah sees as the Word of God. And but that became common ground for us. So, for example, our Father, Avinu, that means our Father biblically. It's not just our Father for the Christians. It's our Father for all of mankind, all of humankind, that can actually call upon our Father. And I think that's amazing that Yeshua opened his prayer that way, because he could have been more like a Methodist, you know. He could have started off with all sorts of titles and all sorts of, you know, holy things, and he just said Avinu. And I think that's just one example why we're excited to go to China, because he's also the Father to the people that are there. They have a chance to call upon him as Father. So, you know, I'm kind of being converted, Pastor Dan, to Nehemiah's universal theology on this father issue. And I say it in sincerity, it really is a powerful call to a lot of people to call upon him as Father. So that's a pretty radical thought.
Well, really, though, from my understanding of the word, and that's just it. That's how I understand my relationship. He is our Father, and by him being our Father, he rewards us when we do right. He punishes us or, you know, chastises us when we do wrong. He loves us to see us do good things. Our Father is the perfect thing for him. He is our Father.
You know, I really, in a way, take this very, very personally now. In a way, I didn't when we wrote the book. And let me explain what I mean by that, Pastor. I lost my earthly father. He died in October of 2011. It's something I'm still fully coming to terms with. And I had a difficult year. Some of your listeners may know that. Some may not know it. So I lost my earthly father. There was another man who had adopted me in the sense of his son and asked me to call him father, and I lost him as well. So I lost two fathers in 1 year, and I don't know if I can even express how painful that is, but I had the one, and then and sort of the replacement one came in, and then I lost him as well. And it's been very painful. I'm still coming to terms with that. I'm going through some incredible changes in my life right now while I'm in this sabbatical which I've taken for my ministry, and in fact, going to China, that's me taking a sabbatical for my sabbatical. But during this time, it's my connection to my Heavenly Father, calling upon him, calling upon Abba, calling upon Avinu, and praying to him and getting his comfort as a father to a son that's kept me going one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time, through incredible pain that I can't even describe. It's his fatherly love that's kept me going. And that's something that when I wrote the book together with Keith, I didn't fully comprehend because, you know, I had my earthly father and, you know, I had all these relationships and then when you lose all that, you're only left with the one father, that father in heaven, the creator of the universe, and you need his comfort more than you need anything just to get through the day. You come in with a loving father.
That's truly amazing. You know, to go through an experience like that. And Nehemia, my heart does reach out to you because, of course, I have been following your journey for some time. I mean, the first time I ever heard anything about you was with Michael Rood a very long time ago.
Yeah. I think that was...
Anyway, look, we're coming up on a break here in a minute. I want to talk to the folks a minute, and I'm going to ask you guys to give the website again. Folks, now listen to me. These guys are going to China, and they're doing it out of faith. And so if you folks out there want to pray for them, they really, really need that. But they also, if you want to bless them with a monetary blessing, there's a way to do that. You can do that online, and you can do it at this website. And believe me, what greater thing than to spread the Our Father prayer, as I like to call it, or the Apostles' Prayer, as others call it, or the Lord's Prayer, as even others call it. This biblical prayer that Yeshua told us to pray like this, to share it in China. If you folks that are listening tonight are Hebrew roots people, which a lot of you are that listen to us, this what a great thing to do because this is spreading that. So, okay, guys, where's that little thing at? You know the money thing, the Our Father?
Yeah.
What website for that?
PrayToOurFather.com.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Now say it again.
Can you hear me? PrayToOurFather.com is the website. And on the right-hand side, they click on the pandas there. There's two pandas. I'm the cute one. Keith is a little renty one. They can support me on a mission to China.
Yeah, I saw the pandas, and I never thought of it in that context, but I will now from now. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more of these two guys. We'll be right back.
Have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Denied internet access to their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be dependent on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, to delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click the satellite system.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Two programs a week where I present the news on his radio program. So Texas is okay, and I love Texans. And I guess it's even that much better now that you're there, huh, Nehemia?
Texas is awesome. I was driving by this this convenience store, and they had a big sign in the front which had a picture of a pistol, of a handgun. And it said underneath of it, underneath it says, "We don't call 911.
Made you feel right at home. They carry a lot of guns in Israel, don't they?
There's quite a few. Hey, can I share some of the meat, Pastor Dan, about this prayer in Hebrew?
Yeah, I'm waiting for one of you to jump in and do that. Absolutely.
So I want to share a little bit of the meat. So, and I'm not trying to get too technical on the people. I'm not going to overwhelm them. They can read about it in more detail in the book of Prayer to Our Father and PrayToOurFather.com. Also on Amazon. But, you know, I want to share one of the things in this prayer. The prayer, a major part of the Lord's Prayer is about forgiveness. It's about, you know, forgive us our debts, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive our trespass against us. And in the original Greek, it actually talks about in Matthew, it says, forgive us our debts. And in Luke, the same exact prayer appears and it says, forgive us our sins. And for centuries, people have looked at that and said Matthew and Luke contradict each other. Well, it turns out both versions of the prayer go back to a Hebrew original, which can be translated either way. And the Hebrew has the word nechol. Now, the Hebrew word nechol is so powerful, and forgiveness is something that I'm really, in part of the process I'm going through in these days in my sabbatical, is something I'm dealing with, this whole issue of forgiveness. Forgiveness is this Hebrew concept, nechol. It literally means to forgive, but it literally means to erase. And the image of this word nechol is that sin is thought of as a debt. It's actually an economic term. It's a debt that's owed from a borrower to a lender. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Keep going.
It's a debt that's owed from a borrower to a lender. Imagine you go and get a mortgage and they write up a note, right? That's the
right.
Debt, the certificate of debt. And the whole is to erase that certificate. And what really excites me is the connotation of the word. It comes from the word macha, which means to dissolve with water. And the concept there is, you know, they didn't have erasers with, like, you know, on the back of their pencil. The way they would dissolve a certificate of debt is they would take water and they would dissolve the ink on that certificate. That's how they would erase it. They blot it out, dissolve the ink. And the whole thing is dissolve the
keep going.
Am I there? Oh, okay. I guess keep that cut off. Anyway, the whole means to dissolve that certificate of debt. Completely erase the debt. And that's such an exciting image of forgiveness. When we pray to our Heavenly Father and ask for His forgiveness, we're not just saying, oh, yeah, kind of let me slide by. We're saying, there's a certificate of debt standing against me for sins I've committed against you. You're the only one who can take that ink, take that water and dissolve the ink and erase the debt. What a powerful image of forgiveness that's taught in this Hebrew version of this prayer. I just think that's a powerful image.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, that's the whole concept of Yeshua, is to wash away our sins, is to take them away completely, and blot them out. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much in that prayer. It's just, you know, overwhelming. Again, I had this question come up, and somebody really would like this question answered. Would you like Nehemia or Keith answer this one? They texted me and said, the Chinese government are not known for their tolerance of non-state Christianity. Aren't you guys concerned about that? They didn't hear you in the first. I'd like one of you to address that.
You're back, Keith?
Yes, I can answer that. Those that are listening, what we have done, and this is where the door has been opened, that's been quite amazing, is the process that they went through, even to have our book printed from China Alliance Press was no small thing. And if anyone's read the book, you know, we don't pull punches there. It's a very, very powerful teaching on language, history, and context. But what we also know is that that is what I call a calling card. This book is a calling card to give people a chance to have an encounter with the God of Scripture. And we do know that China has its rules and regulations, and certainly we've been invited there, so we don't take that as any small thing, but we also know we've been invited there to talk about this book. So think about
one is you have Jew and Gentile, black and white, Karaite and Methodist that are coming over to talk about this powerful prayer that has common ground for every first, what I just talked about, Nehemiah and I found common ground, and we believe we can find common ground even with the Chinese government regarding the fact that they would allow us to come in and talk about this book, because this is a very powerful, cutting-edge opportunity for people to have that encounter. So I will say this, though, and I think Nehemiah would probably agree, we're not taking this lightly, meaning, you know, that there is a very difficult environment there when you start talking about religious issues, issues of spirituality, et cetera, and we don't, like I said, we don't want to, we're not coming in there like a bulldozer, but we're coming in there strong with the message that we have. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully Nehemiah won't get put, you know, arrested or anything, but if so, I'll keep preaching.
Well, I think you both will make it back. You know, I believe like you, I don't know about Nehemiah, but Keith, I believe that your the path has been supernaturally made for you. There's no other way to explain something like this. How do you feel about that, Keith?
I want to say one of the things.
If you knew what was going on in the background, you'd know that this is none other than the hand of the creator of the universe.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you this. I will say this. In the last 18 months, it's our understanding, Pastor Dan, and those that are listening, there's been an awakening in the Hong Kong area specifically regarding the Hebrew roots, and meaning that there have been been interested in the issue of the Hebrew roots. The thing that's so unique is that we're actually going not only to Hong Kong, but we're going to the mainland. And anyone who has ever been, you know, involved in speaking, preaching, anything like that, usually you don't get that kind of an invitation. So that's, I think, why this is such a big deal, in my opinion. I mean, I love that we're going to Hong Kong. It's going to be amazing. We've got more meetings there than you can imagine, but we've got folks in other places now that are going to be looking forward to meeting with us, and really those things are going to be the parts that are probably going to surprise both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get back, you're going to immediately go, Nehemiah, are you going to go back on your sabbatical, or are you going to join him and tour and talk about this?
Well, I've got an announcement that I guess this is the first time anyone's going to really hear it, Pastor Dan, and that's that when Keith goes back to the U.S., I'm staying in China, and I'm going to go as I'm led. I don't know when I'm coming back from China.
Really?
I'm not joking. I have a friend.
You're not just Keith. Did I just hear him right? Is he staying in China?
Listen, I have a friend who lives there, and he's invited me to stay with him, and I'm going to stay as long as I am supposed to stay. And when the Father of Creation tells me I'm supposed to come back, then I'll be coming back.
Well, amen. You know, that's not the first time you guys have announced something on this program. It was the first time, but that's really amazing. Wow, we're really going to be praying for it. I need to take a moment to talk to the folks that are listening. Folks, I don't know if you, I know you heard that Nehemiah is going to stay there in China. So this is a powerful thing. He is, if you followed Nehemiah at all, he's a great teacher. And, you know, I believe that he's on a spiritual journey that he doesn't even know about himself. And I'm not saying of being saved or any of that, but there's a lot of things going on with this man. And I think we're going to see some fantastic things that we're asking for you folks is to really, really, really pray for him and Keith, both that they both get back safely, but above all, pray for Nehemiah, that not only is he given the blessing to be able to the right teachings and the right things to do, but also that the right finances would come to help him, because Nehemiah, you're not rich. You're really stepping out in faith, aren't you, in that area? I mean,
Dan, last month or 2 months ago, I bought the first car I've ever owned, and it was a 10-year-old used car. So,
but they don't use cars in Israel, do they? No, that was a joke. Okay. But really, your first car, really?
Yeah, and I just turned 40 years old. I bought it shortly after my birthday. It's because I needed it, because I'm here traveling around Texas, and you can't go to the supermarket in Texas without a car. In Israel,
yeah, there's a lot of wide open spaces.
Yep.
Anyway, well, you know.
And, you know, I don't have, these massive resources, but I'm, you know, going to China, and the man who invited me, he said, you know, look, Nehemiah, you need to bring a sleeping bag, because it's going to be February, and I don't have heating. in this part of China, that, you know, heating isn't available. So we're going to be, you know, I'm roughing it the way the Chinese are. I'm not going to be staying in a five-star hotel in, you know, in Beijing. This is, you know, this is the real China, the real deal.
Right. Right. Well, you know, had I known that you was going where there was no heat, I would have sent you to a, you know, electric motorcycle suit, you know. Wow, you guys are really stepping out in the way. Folks, listen, they're even going over there. There's no heat over there, and neither one of them know how to speak Chinese. This is really an – you guys, this is really an act of faith. You must have a lot of faith in your father because – stepping out into an unknown world that's not really a free world, and wow, that's just fantastic.
Can I say this, Pastor Dan? I would like to say this if I can. One of the things that we did do, and for those that are listening, you know, we did take seriously this opportunity, and what they did over in China is they took care of printing the book for us, and they took care of the facilities where we're going to speak, but what they asked us to do was to raise resources for travel, raise resources to eat and stay and all those kinds of things. And so what we did is we put a call out, and I just want to say for those that are listening that have supported us, this is a thank you from us, from this radio show. For those that have, for those that are interested in it, I can just let you know that it will be a part of this specific mission that we're going on. And Nehemiah staying there really is a separate issue. He's feeling like he's been called to do that, to be led. As he's led, you know, he'll know what to do. But I think the great thing about it is that if folks that have never gotten a chance to really live the faith life, when you're in ministry like this, where you really say you'll go where you're led and you'll walk through the doors that are open for you, you know, I think a great example of Paul. You know, Paul was in one place and he said he had a dream, a vision of the man of Macedonia waving his hand saying, "Come over here." And what did they do? The next day they got up and they went. And we've had a man wave his hand and say, "Come over here," and we're going. And so that's the kind of spirit that we're trying to operate by, and I think there's going to be a lot of powerful things, and I'm sure there's going to be some things that we're going to be challenged by. Just getting there is going to be a challenge, Pastor Dan. I mean, just the flights and getting passports and visas, they're working on all that stuff, and it's no small thing. So like I said, we really do appreciate people's prayers.
Well, you know, no, it's no small thing. I mean, you know, you said that you're traveling from one place to another basically on your own. Wow. In a it's going to be a trip of your lifetime, but, you know, I think that something like this is going to go on footer, you know. You're a young man still yet. What else has the Father got in store for you? I mean, you know, Nehemiah says this is the pinnacle of his life. You both aren't old men. What else has he got in store for you after this? Think about that.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing that's very interesting is say it again.
I think it's both scary and exciting what he has in store.
Yeah.
And what
yeah,
is the
yeah,
scary
that's the word that I was looking
and,
for was scary.
You know, scary and exciting. And one of the things that really, really excites me and scares me is, you know, I've been going through this process that maybe one day I'll talk about, but I've realized that I've had to surrender my control of my life to the Creator of the universe, to Avinu, to Abba, to my Heavenly Father. And that's, I'm a person who's always been in control of my life. I'm a control
right.
freak. People tell you that. I'm Mr. Control Freak. You know, if we've got issues with books or travel or I'm on top of that. I need to control everything. And here, I'm completely surrendering the control over my life. And the reason I've done that is I've realized I don't control my life. I really don't. I can make certain decisions. I have certain options. I have certain choices. But ultimately, it's the Father of creation that's in control, and what I've been doing instead is praying to know His will for my life and to have the power to carry out that will.
Amen.
Wow. That's powerful. You know, remember that you shared on this program, that's what it was, I tried to think about it. You shared on this program about your experience at that Passover dinner when you opened the door, and, you know, I relate this a lot to that. Do you care to comment on that?
Well,
do you remember when you opened the door of Passover?
I remember that absolutely. I mean, that was one of the central events of my life. I was driving Pastor Dan through West Texas about, I don't know, a month ago, and I had the cruise control on, and I fell asleep at the wheel. And I woke up, and I was drifting into, you know, and I wasn't going to slow down because the cruise control was on. I was going 70,
right.
And I was woken up. And the message for me is, I'm not done with you, son, not yet. I got more in store. Mm-hmm.
But you see, what I'm trying—I guess what I'm really trying to get at, Nehemiah, you wasn't rose up to believe in supernatural things, so to speak. Is that what a right way to say it?
I would say that I was taught that if you see something supernatural, there's always a natural explanation, and just disregard the supernatural. You know, it's all a coincidence. It's all a trend. You know, if it feels right, then you can say it's a sign from God, maybe. But if it doesn't fit with what you want to do today, then just disregard it. And, you know, because you're in control of your fate and only you. And what I've come to realize is there's a greater power here in the universe. And I know this intellectually, but I've experienced that greater power. Jehovah, the Father of creation, I've experienced it more in the last 3 months than I have in the last 40 years, and my head is spinning. I'm frightened, but I'm also excited.
Wow.
Pastor Dan, one of the things that's really been powerful, you brought up the testimony that Tammy had about the open door situation that was in Texas, is where we actually had that first presentation, and then we presented two more times, and Tammy and I both have said this, that That opportunity that we had to share at Shavuot, Yom Teruah, and Hanukkah that year was actually been captured in the Open Door series, and it is available. We have it available. Is there also on a? I know it's on His Hallowed Name Revealed. His Hallowed Name.com. It's available there. And one of the reasons I want to bring that up is that the testimony, not only what Nehemiah shared there, but what we jointly did throughout that year. We both believe it was really lightning caught in a bottle, the Open Door series. So that's available at hishallowedname.com, and that gives people a chance to actually see a joint presentation that we've done. How many hours? 18 hours, 18-plus hours of teaching that we did over three different celebrations. And it really was amazing, and we've been able to catch that on video. So that's available at hishallowedname.com. Of course, the other Book of Prayer of Our Fathers there, prayerofourfather.com, and Nehemiah. We have to tell folks about what we're working on now, because the book that you just wrote has its own website, too. So can we share that, Pastor Dan?
Sure, go right ahead.
So I finished a book published about, 6 months ago called Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence. And really, honestly, Pastor Dan, it's you know, I have three books, one together with Keith, and written, you know, I don't know, dozens of things that are on the web and all over the place. This is the best thing I've ever written. And I'm not just saying that because it's my book. I'm saying that because I sat down trying to write one thing and just writing and seeing, you know, what came out, and something completely different than what I intended came out. And it really, you know, I really feel that in some way that I'm not calling myself a prophet. You know, I don't look at it that way. But I do believe that the hand of Jehovah was in this book and in my writing of the book, and I don't take complete credit for writing it. I really felt as I was writing it that I was being led as I was writing it. And there's some incredible things in there. You know, people, I really encourage them. It's called Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence. I guess you can get it from Talamane.com. You can get it from my website, NehemiahsWall.com. NehemiahsWall.com.
Right. I noticed that. I was over there and looked at NehemiahsWall.com, you know, and I noticed you haven't written anything for a while, but that's because of the sabbatical, right?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know that I haven't written anything for a while. I certainly haven't published anything for a while.
Yeah, but you know what? That book, you talked about that book on this program, and you surprised us by having Keith on with you at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so, folks, you can go back and listen to the program in which you talked about that book, and it is a fantastic book. But there really, you know, one thing I just noticed about all this, there isn't one central place where you can get everything.
Yeah, well, we're getting close. We got to get a Chinese computer program while I'm over there to fix that.
Well, yeah, because I went out, I was looking for websites today, you know, I thought, well, there's going to be one central place that has all of your things on it that you did jointly and not jointly, and there really isn't. You guys really, and this is, you really do need to do that. You need to get one central place where you can find all your stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, whether or not we're working on that, we're working on that right now, Pastor Dan. So,
okay.
And actually, people, one of the things that would be helpful, too, is people want to know what's going on. We have a couple of different places where they can actually give their email to have updates, because we're going to be doing updates in China. You can go to BFAinternational.com. You can go to NehemiahsWall.com. Put in your email, and we'll be communicating with what's going on. There's just so many things that are going to be happening. I just know it's going to be daily that something's going to be happening. So hopefully, people that want to stay in contact with us can do that, so that they'll get those emails and know what's going on. Of course, Facebook's always available, but if you want to get an email where we got some real specific information, two places: one, NehemiahsWall.com, and also BFAinternational.com will give them a chance to sign up.
Okay, now the PayPal little thing, isn't that at our Prayer to Our Father?
That's on our Prayer to Our
Father.com.
And you follow with
these guys. Yep. Okay, well, that's that one I wanted to clearly make sure to get out. So that's the one I'm going to advertise with this program.
You bet. You bet.
Because I want them to have it. You know, a lot of it's one thing, you know, it talks about in the book of James, you know, when somebody needs something, you pray for him, but you should also give him the things that are needful to his body. And so in this case, folks, pray about it. If you can spare $10, then do it. It's for a good cause. If you can spare $1,000, do it. It's for a good cause. And you can sign up for those alerts at Nehemiah as well. I'll also add those email addresses in the archive, folks. So you got about a minute to say goodbye. And then I guess Nehemiah, I'll talk to you sometime when you get back. And Keith, when you get back, I want you to come back on and tell me about the trip.
You bet. We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having us on.
All right. Well, it's
Thank
been a real blessing. And I want to pray for you guys real quick. Dear Heavenly Father,
Thank
in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray, Father God, I just ask that you go with them and make the path in front of them, right for them, and safe for them. And I know that you have given them and are giving them all the money and the funds that they need. And there's a powerful thing that's going to come from this. So just bless them and protect them in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen and amen. All right, guys, I got to say goodbye to you both. Goodbye and shalom
Thank
to
you.
Both of you.
Thank
all right. Bye-bye. Folks, really pray about it. Go to prayertoourfather.com. Look it up in the archives. I'll have all three of their email addresses on this. It's a miraculous thing. And, you know, we can see from in Nehemiah, he was somebody that didn't believe in any kind of spirituality thing at all. And he's saying it's affecting. We can see this man's spiritual journey. It's a great thing. And also, Keith came a long ways, too, if you saw his story. So just pray and bless him, for the Father to bless them both. I got to get out of here. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We must remember there's only one God. He is the Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yeshua HaMashiach. And he gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And only through him is the way to the Father. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you and gives you peace. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.